Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know if you remember the running back from Notre Dame. His name was George Atkinson. I don't know, probably about 5-6 years ago, something like that. Never really, really became a superstar, but he was a really highly recruited kid. And, you know, so now he's 27 years old. But he died today, or died yesterday. And while there's no cause of death given, and there's no, you know, obviously all that other stuff, it's pretty clear. I mean, he battled depression his entire, and I guess he was really suffering. And a year ago, his twin brother killed himself because of depression. Obviously. But it's a story that really touches a lot of emotions and a lot of things in me, just because it breaks my heart when you see a young person like that sort of lose hope. And there's a lot of people out there that are hurting like that. And this is holiday season is ripe for that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I say it only because, you know, these stories, they become very personal to me. I suffer from depression. I've fought it my entire life. Been hospitalized at least 4 different times. I've almost lost my battle with depression 3 or 4 times. But I don't think that I fully appreciated life or whatever, you know, as much as I could or enjoyed it until, you know, a few years ago when I finally decided to try and go and get treatment and get help. And, you know, life is still not, you know, always the same as it is for people with that don't suffer from depression. But my point of all of this is, if you're out there and hurting and hopeless, if you're out there and you know somebody that's hurting and hopeless, it doesn't have to be a death sentence. It doesn't. Go get treatment. Go get help. There are people out there that are willing to help. There are really good treatment centers out there. There are, you know, lots of people that are out there that are suffering from depression. And I think sometimes when you talk about depression and things of the such, you know, there's still a stigma about it. It took me a long time to really not be embarrassed and not be afraid to talk about things like that, because, you know, depression really is no different than like diabetes or high blood pressure or something else. It's a chemical problem that's treatable. And as we go through the holidays, and I'm not trying to be a downer, but boy, this story really hit me hard. A 27-year-old, and last year his twin brother at 26, you know, suffering from depression and ending their lives. That's just, you know, and again, this is a guy that was a football star and, you know, seemingly had everything going for him. It's amazing when I talk to certain people and they say, boy, you'd never know that you suffer from depression just by, you know, the way you talk and all that other stuff. Listen, it's one of those things where it can be easy to mask and hide. But again, it does not need to be a death sentence for you. It just doesn't. You can go get help. And, you know, if you're a younger person out there and you just can't figure out why, you never seem to be able to enjoy things and be happy. Again, it's it's a chemical disorder. It's not just I'm sad. You know, some people think, well, depression is, you know, circumstantial. It's not. There can be circumstantial depression. You know, I mean, you lose your job, or, you know, your mom dies, or, you know, whatever, your dog dies. There can be a mourning and a grieving kind of period, but it's not the same thing. There are times when I should be really happy about stuff, and I can't, and I'm feeling, you know, and things are going really well, and I should be happy, and I'm feeling hopeless. So, you know, I don't want to be a downer. I'm not trying to bring you down, but it's the holiday season, and you see a lot of this kind of stuff. And the holidays, believe me, I can be a room. I, as someone who suffers from depression during the holidays, can be in a room full of 40 people and feel lonely, and feel hopeless and lonely. And, you know, everyone's enjoying themselves, and I can't figure out why I can't. That's a part of it. But what I've learned over the years, and again, I've been hospitalized for it a number of times. I've had several times where I almost lost it, you know, my battle. It's just one of these things that I've learned over the years. If you get treatment, and if you understand it, and if you're willing to reach out to people when you need people, it can be something that you can manage and live a relatively normal life. Again, I don't know every circumstance. I don't know everything that goes on. But I do know, as someone who has lived a lifetime battling depression, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are hurting. There's a lot of people out there that maybe aren't getting the treatment that they need. And I know that you out there probably know some people. And there's probably a lot of people in your life that you would never even think. It's like I said, a lot of people that I've known have said, I would never think it by the way you carry yourself, because, you know, when you're out and about, sometimes it's easy to hide. But I can tell you, as someone who has literally laid on the couch and stared out the window for days at a time, not really sure what the purpose of me being around is, it's very real. It's very real. So, you know, George Atkinson and his family, it's a shame. And it's sometimes one of these things where if someone would just reach out to somebody or somebody else, you know, or whatever. And if you don't have somebody to talk to, there are plenty of places you can go to find someone to talk to. Hotlines you can call. Pastors at churches, you know, friends, family. You'd be surprised how many people really, really are willing to reach out and care. So, you know, it sounds like maybe my message is one of, you know, really just being, you know, a Debbie Downer. And it sounds like it's not. I'm trying to give you a message of hope. I'm trying to make you or help you understand if you're out there and you're hurting. And I see things all the time that break my heart because I know what they can lead to and what they're going through. This is the season to be kind to people. It's a season to be good to people. You know, that neighbor down the street that doesn't really have any family, put another dish at your table for Christmas dinner or whatever, you know, and invite them over. And again, as someone that suffers from depression, they might say no, but then go reach out to them. You know, don't let people go through this alone. But my message is really a message of hope. And the message is very simple. It does not have to be a death sentence if you don't let it. If you get the treatment that you want or that you need, if you put together a support system of people you can talk to. And it's crazy because, you know, when you go through it, the people around you don't understand it because they're not going through it. They don't understand that it's not about them. It's very common for people with depression to have, you know, struggles in relationships because people, they don't understand it's not about them. I could win the lottery, win $10 billion. And if it's one of those days where, you know, the depression is winning, it's not going to really change my mood. So, you know, if you're young, especially, this kid is 27 years old. I mean, you're not even really starting your life yet at 27. 27 years old. And his twin brother was 26 last year. If you're a younger person, you don't understand it, or you haven't really figured out this, or you need to really go get some treatment, get some help. It's out there. It's available. It really is. And I promise you, I know that there's all kinds of negative stereotypes and stigmas about, you know, if you've got depression, then you must be mentally crazy or whatever. You know, mental health is like the boogeyman. Listen, it's important. And it took me a long, long time to come to grips with it. It took me an even longer time to be willing to share it. And the reason I share it isn't because I, you know, want people to feel sorry for me and all that stuff. I'm sitting here telling you, I think if there's one person out there that benefits from me talking about it, then it's worth it. You know, I've survived it. One day at a time, you know, God, you know, knock on wood or whatever else, you know, one day at a time, I've survived it. And I know that there are a lot of people out there that are much stronger than I am that might succumb to it if they don't either let go of their ego and go get help, or recognize they need help, or reach out when they are hurting. So it's the holiday season. We want to have fun. We want to have a good time. But you read these stories like this, like George Atkinson, and every day, and the holidays are the toughest time. So just try and do the best you can do to reach out to people, to help people that you think or might be hurting. And if you're out there and you're one of those people that I'm speaking to where, you know, life is dark and lonely because of depression, go get help. Start by reaching out to a friend and saying, hey, I need help. It's okay. It doesn't mean you're weak. It actually means you're very strong. So that's my message of hope. I know it's a little different than what we usually start the show with, but I wanted to get it off my chest just because it's something I've been thinking about all day long, ever since I read the article. So it doesn't have to be a death sentence. If you don't hear anything else I say, hear that. Coming up, we're going to talk to Ray Fittipaldo. He'll catch us up on everything that went on in the South Side today. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.